I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goosebaba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Going through a crisis, just having a hard time. Turns out, I don't know, I guess the British have had it figured out the whole entire time.
Those Brits, that's why we keep them around as allies. They're pretty smart on certain stuff.
T. They're saying the answer to all of this is what they've been doing over there for billions of years, is drink tea. In the UK, they drink about 100 million cups of tea every single day. They even have a UK tea advisory panel. That's a real thing.
Wow.
The average American only drinks about 14 tea leaves a year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, right now, I got like 6 cups of coffee next to me. Never in a million years would I drink a cup of tea. What are you, crazy?
I only go for tea like when I want to fall asleep.
Or when I'm sick. And the thing is like when we think about tea, we think about like the Lipton tea bags. Like right. The ones you buy. No.
That would be the opposite of
yes,
what they would be doing.
They
right.
have like tea leaves. They're saying it's tea leaves that all have all these health benefits. And here they are talking about it.
Tea drinking may help with a whole range of conditions, from inflammation to digestion, from diabetes to Alzheimer's. Drinking about 3 cups of tea a day is associated with a 23% decrease in risk of having a stroke.
Like, that seems pretty legit. Like, a 25% chance less of having a stroke, right?
Sure, it makes sense.
Yeah, he keeps going.
There are other metadata studies which show that tea is beneficial for blood pressure, from weight loss to cancer, from bone density to skin care.
I bought one of those skinny teas, like the ones that are supposed to help you, like, become really skinny.
Yeah.
No, I'm still the same weight.
Still the same.
Yep.
Are we sure, like, tea and CBD not the same thing?
I don't think so.
Because it sounds like it's just, you know, you're parlaying it off.
All right, so we got the health benefits. What about this whole crisis thing?
Tea contains a very unique amino acid called L-theanine, which is a powerful mood enhancer. Immediately after drinking tea, it crosses into your brain and affects your brain chemistry to bring about a sense of calm and elevate your mood. This is why tea throughout the ages has always been consumed at times of stress.
Interesting.
Who knew, right? You're trying to sign a treaty or something like that. You guys want some tea? You're like, no, man, I can't. I'll fall right asleep. And they're like, no, it's not that kind of tea. It's the sign a treaty tea.
It's the magic tea.
Yeah, we've got the magic
brain tea.
Right.
Yeah.
L-theanine promotes alpha brainwave activities. These are the same brainwave activities which are associated with meditation.
Oh.
No wonder the monks all love to drink tea.
No wonder.
What?
I've been trying to figure that out for years.
The monks and the Brits, good enough for me.
Yeah, no, and there's a difference, though, between coffee and tea.
The stimulating effect of caffeine in tea, you get a very different effect compared to drinking coffee. The two chemicals work together to boost your energy, but keep you calm and happy, which means peak performance, because it means less mistakes and less stress.
So all that makes a lot of sense, right?
I mean, the Brits really love their tea,
they
right?
They love it so much.
No wonder that was the thing that we were like, no, this is a real fight. We're going to war.
If
when we threw the tea in the harbor, they knew it was real.
They knew it was mad.
They knew it was real.
I never understood why they were so mad about the tea in
now
the harbor.
Now we know.
Now we're like, oh.
I was like, all right, it was expensive, but now we know.
Right. We basically ruined their entire lives.
It's like slapping their mom in the face.
They're all becoming overweight, having strokes now. They can't sleep at night because they don't have their tea. We threw it in the harbor.
They love tea.
And the number one thing they said is that if you really want to get along with your coworkers and your friends and your family, you're supposed to drink tea together because it bonds you together, which helps relieve stress too. People have been trying to make deals here on golf courses and over beers. No, we've been getting it wrong. Forget going out for happy hour. Go out for tea hour. I still won't. I still won't. It feels wrong, right?
It was a compelling argument,
yeah.
But right. Even with the biscuits, I won't be there.
Right.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.